デジタル。
Always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, so love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love?
One word,
we only got
one word.
That's all we got,
one word.
If something's wrong with it, something's wrong with it, something's wrong with the whole world,
Yeah.
We only got one word. That's all we got, one word.
Music, dance. Art performances from Indonesia and abroad only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Apa arti cinta yang indah?
Apalah arti cinta dan sayang, selalu terhalang masalah lama. Tentang rasa percaya, hati yang ku jaga selalu untuk dirimu yang mengeluh. Tentang pribadi yang selalu salah di pandanganmu sayang. Tapi ku tetap terus melangkah, karena ku tak mau berpisah. Hilangkan semua curiga yang membuat kita terus berjarak. Percayalah pada diriku, ku kan selalu menjagamu hingga akhir hidupku. Malam bantu aku untuk luluhkan dia. Bintang bantu aku untuk tenangkan dia. Dari rasa cemburu, dari rasa curiga, karena hati ini ku simpan hanya untukmu. Tenangkan dirimu, kau terlalu jauh. Sebenarnya aku tak seburuk itu. Semua perjuanganku di belakang dirimu, semata karena ku tak mampu hidup tanpamu. Ku tetap terus melangkah, karena ku tak mau berpisah. Hilangkan semua curiga yang membuat kita terus berjarak. Percayalah pada diriku, ku kan selalu menjagamu.
Karena ku tak mampu hidup giving love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, turn with me. We belong to love, day dance and tea. Can you see the beauty of measure among the colors?
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. In order not to get tired, you have to be sincere. Sincerity must be the same in heart, thoughts, and actions. That's a quote from Muhammad Yusuf Kalla, an entrepreneur and the 10th and 12th Vice President of Republic of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Quickly, lads. The last voice has been cancelled.
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about again?
Please tell me you're joking.
That's the same old story.
You serious?
Lads, if I could fly this plane myself, I'd go and walk.
Look, forget this. We'll be quicker walking. I'm going.
An empty street, an empty house, a hole inside my heart. I'm all alone, the rooms are getting smaller. I wonder how, I wonder why, I wonder where they are. The days we had, the songs we sang together, oh yeah.
And all my life, I'm holding on forever,
reaching for a love that seems so far. Oh,
Westlife just took us back in 2000. What a great, great life it was. But hopefully our life will always be great, even now in the new year, 2025. Hopefully this new year brings us new hope, new spirit to gain more blessings and happiness. And when it comes to New Year, Chinese New Year is also just around the corner. And here we have information about mandarin oranges that play an important role in Chinese households during the Lunar New Year. Not only is it used to satisfy hunger, but the sweet, peelable fruit is also used to bring good luck for the coming year. So let's take a closer look at a mandarin orange in Chinese New Year, including its history and many other things, as compiled from SNJ Mandarin Grove Time and the Straits Times. So, dating back to the Qin Dynasty, the mandarin orange has a long history in Chinese New Year. In the past, Chinese parents would gather several fruits like mandarins, dates, persimmons, and many more. Originally introduced to the West from China in the 19th century, the word mandarin was a reference to Chinese government officials. Also known as loose skin and kid gloves oranges to some demographics, mandarin oranges can now be found in the East Indies, India, Japan, Australia, and most tropical, subtropical parts of the world. What about the symbolism? Similar to red envelopes, the inclusion of mandarin orange in Chinese New Year is due to its historical significance. As the shape of a small citrus fruit resembles the sun, the mandarin orange in Chinese New Year is a manifestation of the hopeful wish to gain abundance and happiness. In Cantonese, the gift of mandarin oranges is called songgam, which sounds the same as giving gold. That's why giving the fruit during the Lunar New Year can also mean wishing the recipient's prosperity and wealth. Wow. What a nice information that I also just knew here about Chinese New Year. Because usually we know it's kue keranjang or basket cake here in Indonesia. Now we know about mandarin orange. Mandarin orange means in Chinese New Year. Well, more interesting information coming up next. So do stay tuned only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
At RRI Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
many lifetimes would it take to visit the every single hidden beauty in this fascinating island? For me, hundreds of times. To feel the warm welcome from the locals that makes me feel at home at their first hello. To cross the distance, to walk so many different paths and simply get lost. To get amazed by its unique forms of nature, as every inch of them is God's masterpiece. To move every part of my body as the thumping music takes me into tranquility. To cleanse my mind in the simplest way by letting the vibes of my surroundings take control over me. To touch the coolness of afternoon breeze, reminding me once again the meaning of being free. To create, to discover, to actualize, to dream of. To find myself and ready to move forward. I finally understand the greatest and most important adventure of our lives. Discovering who we really are. I found it in Sumba.
I'm not afraid to die. Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Bang attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example, in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language, meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik means a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, there was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
In today's edition of Music Corner, we present a Keroncong song called Hati Yang Terluka or Broken Heart by Keroncong Biru. The song, popularized by Bruri Marantika, was released in 1999. The song, created by Arianto, tells the story of the destruction of love due to being hurt by someone you love. The song lyrics vividly depict the pain that one experiences when the expected love doesn't materialize. The song also creates a powerful image of loss and longing. Listeners can feel the depth of the hurt with each verse recounting a grueling emotional journey. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Biru with the song Hati Yang Terluka. Happy listening.
Tengahnya kabut termandi hembusan Saudara, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Here is Newsline. Indonesian Agriculture Ministry is intensifying a strategy to handle foot and mouth disease among livestock in 9 provinces categorized as red zones. According to the Ministry's Director General of Animal Husbandry and Animal Health, Agung Suganda, along with the heads of Animal Husbandry and Animal Health Services in the 9 red zones, held a meeting on Friday with representatives of professional, academic, and livestock associations to prepare an operational strategy for the foot and mouth disease vaccination month from February to March 2025. Next, we have Indonesian Space Association, which is ready to strengthen Indonesia's strategic position and role in the international space industry. Chairman of the Indonesian Space Association, Adi Rahman Adiwoso, said, with the rapid development of technological innovation, Indonesia must have a strong commitment to improving the capability and capacity of space technology in order to compete in the global space industry. That was this line from Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325.